Any parent can tell you the haste that the kids have as they rush into their room on Christmas morning. Or in my family, we had the strict rule that all the kids slept in one room and we couldn't open the door until an adult opened the door for us. And that's when we would rush out to the Christmas tree. There's an urgency to it, driven by excitement, by the unknown. And this is what happened for the shepherds that night over 2,000 years ago. The angels gather singing Gloria and telling of the Messiah's birth. And the shepherds, they rush off with haste to find the babe in Bethlehem. There's an urgency that drives them, motivated by excitement and the unknown. As people who know the story of Christmas, as adults who orchestrate much of the Christmas magic, sometimes it can be hard to hold on to the excitement of the shepherds, that haste in search of the unknown. But I love the story of how the Gavin family keeps the urgency of Christmas alive. In the 1980s, Women's Day magazine asked people to share their Christmas traditions, and Nancy Gavin shared hers. It's just a small white envelope stuck among the branches of the Christmas tree. No name, no identification, no inscription. And it peeks through the branches of our tree, just like it has for the past 10 years. It all began when my husband, Mike, well, he hated Christmas. Well, not the true meaning of Christmas, but he hated all the commercial aspects of it. Overspending, the frantic running around at the last minute trying to get a tie for Uncle Harry or dusting powder for Grandma, the gifts given in desperation because you couldn't think of anything else. Knowing he felt this way, I decided one year to bypass the typical sweaters and ties, socks, and so forth. And I reached for something special just for Mike. The inspiration came in an unusual way. Our son Kevin was 12 at the time, and he was on the wrestling team at school. And shortly before Christmas, there was a non-league match against a team sponsored by an inner-city church. The youngsters dressed in sneakers that were so ragged that the shoestrings seemed to be the only thing holding them together. They presented a sharp contrast to our boys in their spiffy blue and gold uniforms with sparkling new wrestling shoes. As the match began, I was alarmed to see the other team was wrestling without headgear. Kind of a light helmet that protects the ears. It was a luxury that the ragtag team obviously couldn't afford. Well, we ended up walloping them. We took every weight class. And Mike, seated beside me, shook his head sadly. I wish just one of them could have won. They have a lot of potential. But losing like this, it could take the heart right out of them. Mike loved kids. He liked coaching Little League. He liked football and baseball. And so it was that afternoon that I went to a local sporting goods store, and I bought an assortment of wrestling headgear and shoes, and I sent them anonymously to that inner city church. On Christmas Eve, I placed a small white envelope in the tree with a note inside telling Mike what I'd done and that this was his gift from me. Mike's smile. It was the brightest thing on Christmas that year. And that same bright smile, it lit up in all the years to come. For each Christmas, I followed the tradition. One year, sending a group of mentally handicapped youngsters to a hockey game. Another year, giving a check to an elderly brother's whose home had burned just a few weeks beforehand. And on and on. And that white envelope, it became the highlight of our Christmas every year. It was always the last thing we opened on Christmas morning. And our children, ignoring their new toys, even just for a moment, would stand wide-eyed with anticipation as their dad lifted the envelope from the tree and revealed its contents. And as the children grew, the toys gave way to more practical presents. But that small white envelope, it never lost its allure. But the story, it doesn't end there. Because we lost Mike last year to cancer. And when Christmas rolled around, I was so wrapped up in grief that I barely got the tree up. And Christmas Eve found me placing an envelope on the tree. And the next morning, I found it was magically joined by three more. Unbeknownst to the others, each of the three kids had, for the first time, placed a white envelope on the tree for their dad. And they still do that, ensuring that Mike's spirit, like the Christmas spirit, is always with us. The Gavin family, they remind us to keep the main thing the main thing. To not cover up the nativity with presents so that we can't find Jesus anymore. That main thing, it's not only the main thing, it's the only thing. It's the incarnation. God became flesh. God came down. God understands us and redeems us from the inside out. So this Christmas, let us celebrate Jesus. This Christmas, let us celebrate relationships. Let us celebrate serving others. Let us celebrate love. This Christmas, let us celebrate God in flesh, living among us. Amen.